Welcome to the Fast Lane. Nick Miles is our auto expert. So drop it into gear. You've got a green flag. Here's Nick.
Locally created, nationally celebrated, from the northwest to the southeast, this is the World's Car Radio Show. If it has a throttle, you know we'll feature it on air, online, on smartphone, and on your smart speaker. This is our auto expert, where 2 million Americans get their automotive news daily. I'm your host, Nick Miles, along with Automatic Andy. And in the booth, there is Brake Fluid Bill. How are you?
Nick, you found me.
I did.
Nick, I was hiding.
You were, you were hiding from me for a week.
Nick, I had so many things to do. I got to the gym even, yeah, and cool. I worked out.
You did.
And I had protein shakes, and I drove cars.
When you pull up at the gym, do you valet or do you walk?
I don't valet because I feel like just those extra couple of steps is what's putting me over the edge. You know,
that's 12 steps.
A few more calories.
I wish someone could explain to me why people valet cars at the gym.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
They get to the gym, they valet their car, and then they do 2 hours on the running machine.
Yeah, it's very, very, very weird, isn't it?
It's just, I think it's a big city thing.
Yeah.
LA, of course, is the primary example of that, but New York somewhat, the outer New York areas, rich areas in New York, if you drive, most people wouldn't drive, they take car service to the gym. And then other big cities do it. I don't know why you would. I mean, personally, I wouldn't have a gym membership. I know a pool. I'm not going to pay for a pool, but probably I'd go out and bike, go out and run.
Well, I feel kind of like a dork when I drive to the gym because the gym that I go to is like barely over a mile from your house. So I should just walk there, you know. But no.
Uh-huh. When you know things like that and you don't do them,
yeah,
who are you cheating?
Myself,
right?
Myself and the greater people of the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah,
they're not getting the best version of me.
I cheat them all the time.
All the time, I'm cheating.
You should be cheating for the next 2 hours for this show.
That's it.
I just came back from Hawaii, which I have to tell you is a long way away.
Yeah, it's more than a mile.
It's, off the coast, it's what, 2,500 miles off the coast of America?
No big deal.
No, it's halfway between the US and Japan.
You're starting to put up numbers like, let's just go to the moon at that point.
Well, it's a bit closer than the moon, because you don't actually leave the planet. But, it's beautiful, but I'm sort of a love-hate relationship with Hawaii.
Why?
Well, it's super peaceful and relaxing, but, it's boring too. I mean, I'm a lie on the beach for a couple of hours guy, and I'm much happier if I can do something on the beach, like, I don't know, play volleyball or cricket or flag football. You know,
stop it right now. Cricket in Hawaii.
Yeah. Cricket on the beach is so much fun, especially with dogs. Oh, you have a cricket bat and a tennis ball and you hit that. You don't have to field the ball. The dogs bring it back. It's great. You have to actually get the ball to the wicket. Sometimes you can't do that because the dogs will grab it before you can hit it. But you have someone hold the dog and then you hit it into the sea and they go flying out there and get it. Dogs in the sea are so much fun. Yep. They'll swim out and get the ball, swim back. And they love the water. It's just half of America you can't get in the water. It's too cold. Even the most way down is the West Coast, even down as far as San Diego, the Navy SEALs train in San Diego because the water is cold.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, not all the year, but
yeah.
But a good deal of the year. It's freezing cold down there. Brake Fluid Bill nodding his head like he was Navy SEAL training.
I did Navy meal training.
Meal training?
Yeah.
You just ate what the Navy guys ate and just called it good?
Yeah, I was their cook.
Oh.
They trusted me.
Yeah, well, who wouldn't?
I got the purple ladle instead of the purple spoon.
They just upsized it to a ladle.
Yeah.
It was just interesting. I mean, there's so much to love about Hawaii, but I get bored really easily. And everyone, I think, I go through emotions really quickly. Like, I get stressed out really quick, but then I'm over it 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
So my chill time, 25 minutes. Now I need to do something.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, I could see why it wouldn't be your number one destination to go to.
I love it. It's super relaxing. But, you know, I was on the lanai in my hotel room. Beautiful, warm, relaxing. trying to write articles and type emails, and I'd wake up 25 minutes later and go, "Oh, hey, what happened?"
Yeah, time traveling.
Yeah, hello, good morning. So it was a struggle.
Is the whole, I've never been there, is the whole vibe kind of like chilled out and neutral and just coasts, or is it all fast paced?
You know, Hawaii, man.
Yeah, right.
It's like, it's sort of all those islands, even of the south coast or the southeast coast or the west coast, they're all chill.
You're on the big island, yeah?
Nothing really happens in Hawaii. Things just occur. They don't happen. They occur. Lunch occurred at some point.
Right. Yeah. You know, whenever.
Breakfast, if I feel like it.
Man, that seems a little too relaxed for
me. Yeah, I mean, it's super, super relaxed. And it's super expensive. Like coffee. How much would you pay for coffee?
Here?
A pound, yeah.
Good coffee. Like between 12 and 15 probably bucks a pound.
Yeah. 5 pounds of coffee, $152.
What?
Yeah.
Was it... Is there like someone that's fermenting them in their house?
Well, I mean, Hawaii, they grow Kona coffee. They grow the Peabody coffee. They grow really good coffee there, right? They have really good prices. You pay for it. So,
Holy moly.
Everything in Hawaii is really expensive. And I was there. I was there for... Oh, here's the thing about Hawaii that's great. The police use their personal vehicles.
What?
Yeah.
What?
So there's no, you can't recognize a police car. There is no such thing as a police car.
Tricky.
Yeah. You'll be driving down the road and suddenly this like Nissan Pathfinder will turn its lights on. You're like, got me.
No way.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine. I would. There's no way I'd be able to take a traffic stop serious if someone got me like in a Hyundai.
Right.
Like, no, you're not stopping me.
Yeah, and they'll pull
today.
You over in the strangest vehicles, like, you know, 1970 whatever Camry. Yeah, it's...
That's
like,
so confusing.
It is. The number one selling vehicle in Toyota... In Hawaii since 2001.
What?
Toyota Tacoma. The Taco since 2001.
Stop.
Yeah. Which is why we were there for the Tacoma reveal. If you haven't seen it, by the way, you can go to ourautoexpert.com, see the video. It's a good looking truck. I mean, I don't think they'll fail with this truck. It's amazing.
It is nice. I guess that makes sense because when you're on an island, it's not like you can just go to the next city. I guess you can. You can't go to the next state and pick up something you don't need. So you have to have a utility vehicle like that.
Yeah. Well, the big difference, I mean, in the rest of the world, they have a pickup truck about the same size called the Hilux, but it's very different from the Tacoma because the Tacoma is North American only, pretty much. I mean, I think it might be sold outside of North America.
Yeah.
But it's different in a sense that we use our vehicles. So I'll give you an example. In like Asia, pickup trucks are used for purely hauling stuff in the bed.
Yeah.
And that's it. And when they're not used, they're parked.
Weird.
For hauling stuff. In Europe, you know, dad or mom, whoever's the breadwinner, has a family car that is used for work, has a work car that's used to and from work or whatever they need a job for. And then you have a family car that you use to take the family out in.
Mm.
You don't use your work car and your family car. They're different. In the United States, our work car is also an individual personal vehicle.
Yeah.
We share it for both. So if you use a vehicle to deliver flowers or medical supplies or you're a tradesperson or you're a delivery person, you also use that vehicle to go out on the weekends adventuring or to go to family events, or you use the vehicle for both. And that's the difference between America. So here, the Tundra and the Tacoma from Toyota are very luxurious. Mm. They're upfitted to be comfortable and nicely equipped and lots of infotainment. And the new one now has a detachable speaker that you can take out of the front. You push a button and the speaker lifts out and you can take it with you. And in the new version that they have, which is the off-road version, the seats actually have compression like valves in them. So as you bounce around, the seat actually reduces the amount that you bounce.
Whoa, that's slick.
Yeah. I mean, so there's a lot of stuff. And you think that might not be, you know, cool, but the F1 steering wheel came everybody's steering wheel with the push button. So maybe this will be in every car of the future. Who knows? That's a lot of stuff, though. Anyway, packed show for you today. Mike Cadell's coming up from Our Auto Expert. He's going to tell us what he's been up to this week.
Expert with Nick Miles is on the way.